Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. Rabbi Kurt Landry here.
欢迎收听古老的圣经原则和神国度的权柄系列。
Listen, this is a powerful time. This is a season of empowerment. This is a season of Shavuot Pentecost.
我们所处的是一个大有能力的时代，是一个神的能力大大降临的季节。这是关于七七节、五旬节的季节。
This is a season where the fire of the mountain of Sinai meets the fire of the upper room. It's a time where mountain fire literally becomes one with the fire of God that rests upon us.
这是一个西奈山之火与在马可楼降临的圣灵之火相遇的季节。在这个时期，西奈山之火与降临在我们身上的圣灵之火合二为一。
It's a time of great empowerment. It's a time where God's word is going to come and release to us.
这是一个充满力量的时代，也是一个神的话语要释放给我们的时代。
It says in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7, I'm going to read it to you here. And it says, who are you, O great mountain? Isn't this good news? Mountains are symbolic of challenges or problems.And it's time for us to be able to say, who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain.
在撒迦利亚书第四章第七节中记载，大山哪，你算什么呢？这里的大山象征着我们面临的挑战或问题。现在是时候让我们对遇到的挑战或问题说出，你是谁？你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。
Meaning that I'm not going to have to climb over, tunnel through, wrap around, blow up with dynamite. No, it's going to be as if that mountain was never there. It's going to become a plain.
这也意味着面对大山，我们不必爬过去，从隧道穿过去，或者在山下绕来绕去，或者用炸药去炸毁它，而是这座山好像从未存在过一样，它将被夷为平地。
And the way that happens is you have to understand that at Passover, we're celebrating the birth of a nation. We're celebrating the people leaving slavery, coming into, going to a mountain called Sinai, and Moses receiving the Torah. Because Shavuot is about the birth of Torah, and Pentecost is about the birth of the Holy Spirit.
想要让这座大山被夷为平地，你必须要理解，在逾越节，我们庆祝一个国家的诞生。以色列的百姓离开了被奴役的埃及地之后，正在前往西奈山，也就是摩西领受神所颁布妥拉的地方。因为七七节是关于妥拉的诞生，而五旬节是关于圣灵的降临。
So if you can imagine flames of fire, I love it, like in the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston.He's there, he's laying on the ground, and you see the fire coming, and the fire comes, and the word of God comes, thou shalt not kill. And the fire carves into the stone.
请你想象火焰的到来，就像在电影《十诫》中，饰演摩西的演员查尔顿·赫斯顿，他躺在地上，火焰到来的时候，神的话语也临到他说，不可杀人。火带着神的话语被刻在了石头上。
And that same fire, spiritual fire, literally in the spirit and in the word of God, is the same fire that comes upon the believers when they were in one accord in one place.
也就是说，信徒们在同一个地方同心合意所临到的圣灵之火，与妥拉诞生时的火是一样的。
I believe this Passover, this Shavuot,This 5783 is the wholeness. It's the three-stranded cord I've been teaching about. It's about the one new man. It's where the old, the Torah, and the New Testament become one.
我相信这个逾越节、五旬节、5783年是关乎完整性的。这是我一直在教导的三股合成的神字。这是关于一个新人。是关乎旧约中的妥拉和新约的合二为一。
It's a power because the fire that burned in the tablets of stone is going to burn in the hearts of man, and it's going to burn in your hearts. if you'll just say, Father God, come with the fire that I might speak grace, grace to this mountain, and it become a plain, and you shall bring forth a capstone with shouts of grace, grace, grace to it.
这是一种力量，因为在石头上燃烧的火将在人们的心中燃烧，这样也会在你的心中燃烧。只要你祷告说，父神，请你让这样的火在我们的心中燃烧，愿我们大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于神，因神将高山以为平地。你们所呼喊的恩惠恩惠恩惠声要到达顶峰。
It's a time where God's grace is going to intersect into the atmosphere of those who are in unity, those who are in one accord, those who are in one place. So make sure that you join us and you come together into that unity.
在这个时候，神的恩典降临，交织在那些同心合意，在同一个地方等候的门徒当中。因此，也请你一起加入我们，并在主的合一之中。
But you asked here, what is the theme and why is it? Because I've seen in the Spirit that God is going to send a supernatural blessing of the Holy Spirit fire to consume God's word and to consume in God's spirit that we might be unified and walk as one new man. Amen.
你可能会问我们五旬节的主题是什么？为什么是这个主题呢？我在灵里看到神要在圣灵之火中赐予我们超自然的祝福，去消化神的话语，消化神真理的圣灵，使我们行走在合一新人的身份中，并在主里合而为一。 Amen.
Your second question is, can you share three bullet points and strategies to help us for the year ahead?
你们的第二个问题是，拉比，你能分享三个要点和策略来帮助我们度过接下来的一年吗？
I would say, number one, invest in yourself and invest in others.
拉比说他建议的第一点是投资自己也投资别人。
Be generous to give what you have, but be teachable to invest in yourself.
也就是说，在投资别人的时候，慷慨地给予你所拥有的。在投资自己的时候，要有一颗谦卑受教的心。
Many of you followed me for years, and I've always said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. But if you show me what you read, I'll show you your future. And if you want to take it to the third stranded cord, show me who you hang out with and who you network with, and I'll show you your destiny.
你们中的许多人跟随我的教导多年，我总是说，告诉我你的朋友圈，我会告诉你你的未来。如果你告诉我你读的东西，我也会告诉你你的未来。如果上升到三股合成的绳子的角度，你告诉我你平常和谁一起出去玩，和谁一起社交，我会告诉你你的命运。
Because one of the reasons most of you don't, you can't reach where you need to reach to is because you're not associated with the right people, you're connected to the wrong networks,and you're not getting the right information to position yourself for promotion. And I know that kind of sounds secular, but it's actually very spiritual, because what happens is you will only rise to the level of spiritual authority of the people that you hang out with.
因为你们大多数人会存在一个问题，就是你们无法到达你们想要到达的地步。那产生这个问题的原因之一，就是因为你没有和正确的人建立连接，你连接到了错误的社交网络，并且你没有获得正确的信息来定位自己以得到提升。我知道这听起来很世俗，但实际上非常属灵，因为会发生在你身上的是，你的属灵高度或权柄只会提升到和你一起相处的人的同等水平。
Because when you come together and pray, and you come together, you become that three-stranded cord. I've done a teaching about it. You can go to the One New Man and get that teaching. But the teaching on the threefold cord is something that's very powerful. If the threefold cord that you have, yourself, the people you're tied with, and the knowledge you have in God, isn't at a level to get you victory on the battlefield, then you can't change God, right? Because God is God, but you can change yourself and your understanding of God, and you can change the relationships of those you hang out with their understanding of God.
因为当你和你的同伴在一起开始祷告时，你们就变成了那三股合成的绳子。我之前做过三股合成绳子的教导，你可以去查看历史记录。这三股合成的绳子的教导是大有力量的。如果你拥有了三股三重的绳索，也就是你自己、与你同行的人，以及你所获得的关于真理的知识，如果这些都不能让你在属灵征战上取得胜利，你就要思考那问题出在什么地方呢？因为你无法改变神，神就是神，但你可以改变你对神的理解，你可以改变那些和你一起相处的人的关系，以及他们对神的理解。
So what happens is, if you who you're associated with, and in that three-stranded cord with, increases their authority, you increase your authority, then you have more access to increased authority with God.
所以如果你和你相处的同伴在这三股合成的绳子中，他们的权柄增加，你也增加了你的权柄，那么你就有更多的机会从神那里获得更大的权柄。
God never increases his authority. He is all authority. But if we're going to embrace it, then we have to come up higher.
神从不增加他的权柄，因为他拥有所有的权柄。但是如果我们要接收到神所有的权柄，那么我们就必须要走得更高。
The scripture says his ways are higher than our ways. It doesn't mean they're not you can't find them. You can discern them, but you have to go up to get them.
经文当中说神的道路高过我们的道路，这并不意味着我们无法找到神的道路或无法辨别神的道路，而是我们必须要往上走，走得更高才能得到明白神的道路。
So your third question is...I'm enjoying these questions. These are good questions. Can you share a personal testimony of previous Shavuot experiences?
第三个问题是，请拉比分享在之前五旬节的个人见证。
Wow, I've had so many. I don't know if I could identify just one.
拉比说，他有非常多的见证，让他来确认一下和你说哪个见证。
The biggest spiritual attacks in our life are usually 60 days before Passover. 60 days before Passover, it's usually pretty rough.
拉比说，他所经历的生命当中最大的属灵攻击通常是在逾越节前的60天，这段时间是非常艰辛的。
At Passover, you have a breakthrough.And then an understanding usually comes in the 50 days. Listen, this isn't rote, but in the 50 days of the counting down to the Omer, it's a time where you make personal improvements in your life.
在逾越节，你会有生命的突破。然后在逾越节之后，数算厄梅尔的50天里，你对生命会有进一步的理解。这是你在生命中发生个人提升的季节。但同时拉比也提醒听众需要明白，这并不是每一个人都会走的必经之路，而是拉比在分享他的实际经历。
Because what you do is you really become sober and you take ownership over a lot of these attacks before Passover happened because of habits and patterns, maybe things I'm connected to that I shouldn't have been, and if I'll correct those, then in this 50 days,I can realign myself so that, as the theme of this Shavuot, let the fire of the mountain come and burn in me.
因为你所做的使得你真正变得清醒，你对逾越节之前所受到的各种攻击都掌握了主动权，你会明白之前一些你不应该做的事情、习惯和生活模式，你会在数算厄梅尔的50天内进行纠正。并且重新调整自己与神对齐，这也符合了五旬节的主题，就是让圣灵之火降临在你的生命中燃烧。
So that's that 50 days where there's introspection, counting down of the Omer, kind of like the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Instead of walking away from Jerusalem and the assignment of the empowerment, our hearts burn within us, He breaks bread, and we turn and start heading back to Jerusalem to get in that upper room, but to be in one accord in one place. That's what I...
在这数算厄米尔的五十天，就像是一个自省的季节。比如，就像门徒在通往以马忤斯的路上，他们离开了耶稣所指定让他们留在的圣灵即将降临的耶路撒冷。当他们在路上和耶稣一起擘饼，认出耶稣之后，他们就转身返回耶路撒冷，回到马可楼，也就是祷告的楼房。他们和其他的门徒一起在同一个地方同心合意的祷告。
So really, to say what would be your personal testimony of Shavuot, I would say, for over 30 years, there's an attack and a purification, and the adjustment period always comes making decisions in that 50 days of counting down of the Omer, that time between Passover and Pentecost, Shavuot.
这就是我真正要说的关于五旬节的见证。这三十多年来，我经历了攻击，也经历了被洁净。而我们做出决定，进行自我调整的期间，通常会发生在逾越节和五旬节之间的五十天数算厄米尔的期间。
And what happens is at Shavuot, usually there's a divine appointment. We usually sow, Christy and I, a pretty aggressive financial seed, and we believe God for that next year. But that cycle with us, that's pretty much happens every year, and we've just recently discussed it. So that would kind of be my testimony, is that Shavuot's a time of introspection that leads to promotion and empowerment.
我的经验是在五旬节通常会有一个从神而来的使命，而我和我的妻子克里斯蒂，我们会非常积极地播撒财务的种子。我们相信神会因着我们所播撒的种子在明年继续行大事。这是一个周期性的事件，几乎每年都会发生。这就是我的见证。五旬节是一个自我检视和反省的季节，会让我们得以提升并得到神所赐予的能力。
Your last question is, where can we watch Shavuot service?
你们的最后一个问题是在哪里可以观看五旬节聚会的影片？
You can watch it on YouTube, and you can join us. And whether it's you were with us or it was already recorded, I think it's absolutely important to go into that season of Shavuot and ask the Lord this. Say, Father God, search me and know me, for I desire truth in my inward parts.
你可以在微牧之歌的先知性信息中找到大卫之家的五旬节影片和信息。无论你是看直播还是看录播，拉比提到非常重要的一点就是，在你进入五旬节这个节期的时候，你可以求问神，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，因我的内里渴望真理。
What is it from this last season? Understanding that Passover is a spiritual new year. I've had 50 days to think about it. What do I let go of and what do I embrace?
我从过去的逾越节的节期中已经了解了这是一个属灵的新的一年。我有五十天数算厄米尔的时间来思考我要放下什么，以及我要在未来得到什么。
And Lord, give me the discernment and the power to be able to decide and discern between the two.
主啊，请你赐予我分辨的能力，让我能够决定和辨别两者。
For it's my desire, Lord, that I would follow you wholly, because you have created me with an identity and a purpose.
因为这是我的愿望，神啊，我会跟随你，继续保持圣洁。你创造了我，让我有了身份和生命的目的。
And I want to be empowered to do it. That's why I can't do it on my own. I want to be in one accord in one place. And if possible.
我希望得到从神而来赐下的能力去做这件事。这就是为什么我不能一个人自己做。因为我想要在神指定的地方同心合意的和门徒们一起祷告，等候神的应许。
It's up to you.You know, where the Lord places you. One of the reasons we have this network is to be able to empower you with ancient principles that bring kingdom authority to be real, tangible, and to manifest in your life now.
当然，这也有可能会取决于神把你放在的位置。 比如我们所拥有的这个网络平台，它能够让你了解到你已经被赋予了从古老的圣经原则而来的能力，使国度的权柄变得真实有形，并在你现在的生命中彰显出来。
Because you don't want to perish for lack of knowledge, what I'm giving you is an impartation, and you can partner with us, and we can pray and believe. We pray for our partners every day. We pray for you every day.
因为你不想因为缺乏知识而灭亡，我给你传授的是一种知识。你可以和我们一起作为同伴，一起祷告，在信心中坚立。我们每天都会为我们的同伴祷告，每天也会为在荧幕面前的你们祷告。
I'm not trying to recruit you to be a part of partnership of Kurt Landry Ministries, but you need what you feed on, just like food is what you'll become.
我们并不是在招募你成为柯兰卓事工的合作伙伴，但你需要知道你会变成你所食用的东西的模样。
You feed on good spiritual food, you sow seed into good spiritual ground, you're going to excel and grow at a higher rate than if you're feeding on milk and you're sowing seed into not such good soil.
如果你以良好的灵粮为食，你播种在很好的土地上，你就会与众不同。你的成长速度会比你喝牛奶把种子播种到不太好的土壤里要快很多。
So, make a decision. Lord, empower me and put me into the best networks, the best soil, the best situations.
所以请你做出决定，并且和神说，主啊，求你赐给我力量，把我置于最好的关系网络、最好的土壤和最好的境况中。
Favor me that this year,The fire of the mountain might come. Burn in me as it burned in the tablets of stone. Let it burn in my heart of flesh.
神啊，求你帮助我在今年让你的火在我的里面燃烧，就像它在石碑中燃烧一样，让神你的火在我的心中燃烧。
That the Holy Spirit might come and rest upon me, and that the nine gifts of the Spirit might be activated.
愿圣灵降临在我的身上，并且圣灵的九个恩赐被激活。
And that I might be a witness for you and of you of the glory of God and His goodness.
这样我就可以为神做见证，并成为神荣耀良善见证中的一部分。
And that the love of the Father will always abide in me. And I'll be a part of that three-stranded cord. And I'll be strengthened. And I'll go from faith to faith.Victory to victory in this new year, in Yeshua's name.
天父的爱将会永远存在我的里面，我就会成为这三股绳索当中的一部分。我会从神得着力量。我在今年信仰会越来越坚定，并获得一个接着一个的胜利。以上祷告奉主基督耶稣的名。
God bless you. I hope this podcast has helped you.
神祝福你，我希望这次的信息对你有所帮助。平安，祝福你们。